This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
In the last segment, David Knight pointed out how they keep trying to put these little breadcrumbs to try to lead you to fake news about Trump-Russia collusion. Meanwhile, there's entire loaves of bread, the entire loaf that leads you to Clinton's and the Russians for collusion, but we ignore that. And the other irony of this whole thing is that no matter what, Trump never even acted illegally. Even if he did what it's being alleged that he did, it still wouldn't be illegal. He's the president of the United States. But here are the top 10 moments from the Jim Comey hearing.
You show copies of your memos to anyone outside of the Department of Justice?
Yes.
And to whom did you show copies?
And my judgment was I needed to get that out into the public square. And so I asked a friend of mine to share the content of the memo with a reporter. Didn't do it myself for a variety of reasons, but I asked him to because I thought that might prompt the appointment of a special counsel. And so I asked a close friend of mine to do it.
And it cost him his job.
You told the president I would see what we could do. What did you mean?
That was kind of a slightly cowardly way of trying to avoid telling him.
Oh, a self-admitted coward.
Do that, that I would see what we could do. It was a way of kind of getting off the phone, frankly. And then I turned and handed it to the acting Deputy Attorney General, Mr. Bente.
That was pretty cowardly.
The yes, I'm a coward. To publicly go out with your
results. Oh, I love this. Basically, Loretta Lynch is my boss.
Was your decision influenced by the Attorney General's tarmac meeting with the former President Bill Clinton?
Yes, in a ultimately conclusive way, that was the thing that capped it for me, that I had to do something separately. Probably the only other consideration that I guess I can talk about in open setting is that at one point the Attorney General had directed me not to call it an investigation.
A professional liar.
To call it a matter.
So on
call
the cloud,
a matter,
talking
not
about
an investigation.
Cloud, you perceive the cloud to be...
Can you believe Lil Marco Rubio ends up being the biggest guy at this deal?
But his specific ask was
to give him credit.
He would tell the American people what you had already told him, what you had already told the leaders of Congress, both Democrats and Republicans, that he was not personally under investigation.
Yes, sir.
That's in fact, he was asking you to do what you have done here today.
Correct, yes, sir.
Okay. And just to be clear, for you to make a public statement that he was not under investigation would not have been illegal, but you felt it made no sense because it could potentially create a duty to correct if circumstances changed.
Yes, sir. We wrestled with it before my testimony where I confirmed that there was an investigation.
Going back, the three requests were, number one, be loyal. Number two,
not the Clintons.
Let the Mike Flynn thing go. He's a good guy. He's been treated unfairly. And number three, can you please tell the American people what these leaders in Congress already know, what you already know, what you've told me three times, that I'm not under personally under investigation?
Those are the three things he asked. Yes, sir.
You know, this investigation is full of leaks left and right. I mean, we've learned more from the newspapers sometimes than we do from our open hearings, for sure.
Comey even admits that.
You ever wonder why, of all the things in this investigation, the only thing that's never been leaked is the fact that the president was not personally under investigation, despite the fact that both Democrats and Republicans and the leadership of Congress knew that and have known that for weeks.
Now, Hold it right there. And that's the key thing. We're talking about lifting the cloud. Rubio hit the nail on the head. He says, why is it that everybody here knows this? It's an open secret. The president knew it. And we even had the New York Times and CNN coming back and saying, no, he was under investigation. No, he wasn't. We heard that multiple times yesterday. And he said, why is it that the one thing that wasn't leaked out, we've had so many leaks, the one thing that wasn't leaked out would be the thing that would lift the cloud, that would allow them to go ahead with the business of the people that they were elected to pursue. No, it was strictly obstruction. I think the key thing here, Owen, is I think Marco Rubio, no friend of Donald Trump, they had some pretty harsh words with each other, and this is not taking one for the party or whatever. He understands, as does Rand Paul and Senator Grassley and these other people, he understands the deep corruption of the intelligence community, of the law enforcement community, under people like James Comey, and the fact that they are the interesting people who will be the focus of these investigations more so than general
public. But he should have addressed that question to the media. That's who needs to answer that question. Why didn't the media ever report that Trump wasn't being investigated? We'll be right back with Mark Dice on the other side.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, his Bible was green and good, until the Christmas fact.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, David Knight with you. Mike Cernovich will pick it up in the fourth hour, and he will most likely be covering what will be Trump's press conference. Obviously, I think the main topic of discussion will be James Comey's hearing yesterday. I think that that's why this press conference is being held.
Should be interesting.
It's supposed to start in about 35 minutes, but usually Trump's a little behind, so I'm expecting that won't start till about 2 o'clock central. And Mike Cernovich will most likely be covering that, but me and David might still be along for the ride. Joining us now is Mark Dice. I'm sure you know all about him by now. Just reached over 1 million subscribers on YouTube. New videos every day. He's also an author. His latest book is The Bilderberg Group, Facts and Fiction. You know, Mark, it's probably getting tougher for you to go out on the street nowadays with your newfound fame here. And with all of this Trump-Russia collusion, Russia hacked this, they want to build this up. Well, you took to the streets to decide what people would think about the notion of nuking Russia because of this fake news, and you found that liberals, who are for peace, mind you, actually want to nuke Russia.
Now, this is actually a clip that's 2 years old. I haven't been doing a weekly Man on the Streets for probably the last few months. I've just been a little bit too busy. I'm working on a new book, trying to get that done. But I think this video has new life because it just goes to show that 2 years ago, the liberals would do anything that we said Obama wanted them to do. And so now that there's this complete fervor and fear about Russia, I think the video has new life. And maybe I should redo it because it's reached a level of insanity. It's hard to tell what is actually news from the supposed news networks.
Or maybe you could go out with a different angle and go out this time and say, hey, we just nuked Russia. Just tell them that we just nuked Russia because Kathy Griffin said it was a good idea, and then see how they respond to that. Maybe that could be the new one.
They would like it. They would celebrate it. It's just incredible. I don't know how much longer they can cling on to this conspiracy theory about Russia. I mean, they might drag it on another few months. It's been 7 months now since the election, and every day it's still the number one topic. And James Comey's hearing yesterday really was one of the bigger backfires in the establishment's face because he admitted that President Trump, quote, just hoped that he could drop the investigation. And you probably maybe played the clip earlier in the show. There was a senator who confronted him about that and asked him if there's ever been an instance of anybody being charged with obstruction of justice or any crime for hoping for something. Because you can hope horrible things onto someone. That's not a threat. That's not a direction.
Well, not a directive. And it's my understanding that even if Donald Trump would have come up to Comey and said, you know what, there's nothing here, this is a waste of time and money, drop this investigation, even that would have been legal. So this whole thing is manifesting over fake news, over fake allegations, over stuff that's not even illegal. It keeps getting worse and worse.
It was hilarious when Comey said, well, he didn't say that with his words. Not with his words. What was he doing? Spelling it out in carrots on his
He was doing plate? Interpretive dance. He was doing the Donald Trump. This is actually interpretive dancing. And he does.
This isn't the investigation you're looking for, Mr. Comey. It's just insane. Even Chris Matthews has admitted that the whole Russia collusion conspiracy theory has come apart. So now they're clinging on to this hope that they can somehow get him on obstruction because he hoped that, that nothing would come of the investigation. It's just absolutely ridiculous, and a lot of legal experts are saying that they wouldn't have even allowed Comey to testify if he was going to be a star witness in an obstruction or an impeachment trial because they wouldn't have wanted him to get beat up by all these senators. And his revelations were stunning. I mean, did he write a memo after Attorney General Loretta Lynch told him not to call the Hillary investigation an investigation and instead a matter? Did he run out to his car and draft a memo and leak that out to the press? No. It's just astounding to see that his whole reason for this hearing and leaking the memo was to try to get President Trump indicted and impeached. He is one of the deep state leakers. And we know that the other deep state leaker that's been busted isn't an Edward Snowden or a Daniel Ellsberg. She is a Taliban supporting traitor. There's no comparison. Edward Snowden was a patriot who was an actual whistleblower. This woman's a leaker. Whistleblowers release information about damaging and corruption and crime. She did nothing. She released what amounted to common sense.
Well, and I want to hear, David, real quick, I want to get your take on this, but let's recall here, the fake news told us for weeks that James Comey was an aggressive memo taker. Remember? He's always taking memos. Aggressive memo taker. Then Comey says, well, I never took any memos until I met with Trump. So this proves two things. The news is fake and lied about Comey being an aggressive memo taker. And two, James Comey is an incompetent boob who never took notes when having some of the most important intelligence meetings that you could ever have.
And it's so hilarious because we saw CNN got busted with their fake news the day before, hours really before Comey released his pre-planned opening statement. They had said that he was going to contradict the claims that he had said that President Trump was not under investigation. Then a few hours later, that backfired in CNN's face. And then after he admitted after being, you know, properly questioned by one of the senators, that the New York Times article was fake about the collusion between Russia, that even Jake Tapeworm over at CNN, he tweeted out, "Oh, this is definitely not real news. This was fake." So it's like they're eating their own. You got one guy at the Counterfeit News Network throwing another fake news network under the bus. So I commented on it. I always like to troll Jake Tapper. And so a New York Times former investigative reporter for the New York Times, like, replied to one of my tweets, and it said, "Oh, so says the guy who is, quote, best known for conspiracy theories about secret societies, according to Wikipedia." Like, that's literally what he said. We have a former New York Times investigative journalist sourcing Wikipedia for his allegation that I'm best known as a conspiracy theorist. That's why we call these clowns fake news. They write the stories for themselves. They're just providing us with so much more material on a daily basis. They just keep digging their graves. We just need to keep handing them more rope.
You know, when we look at what the mainstream media is putting out here, one of the things that they said, Mark, NBC said, there's no indication that the former FBI director lied under oath during his testimony. Well, maybe they ought to look at the two different testimonies that he gave. I mean, this guy has implicated himself not only in obstruction of justice for the Clintons, but he's implicated himself with perjury. And I think it's interesting as we look at this, one of the things that we said they're trying to do to Trump, besides tie him up, they're trying to create process crimes and trapping people with things. Because as we saw with Bill Clinton, he wasn't impeached because he raped or sexually assaulted women. He was impeached because he lied about a consensual affair, which is not a crime. And here we have James Comey working on his own personal computer just as he was investigating Hillary Clinton for doing that. I guess he believes that he can get away with it. That was one of the things also that came out of this, was the fact that the mainstream press was saying, look, here's some of the winners. They said the winner is bipartisanship, because we've got both of the Democrats and the Republicans covering for the crimes of the surveillance state that even now the FISA court has blown the whistle on. That's the real issue. As you pointed out, Reality Winner was not blowing the whistle on illegal government activity. She was using her access and stealing documents so that she could do this politically. And quite frankly, that's really what's behind this Russian narrative. The idea that Obama, the Obama administration, and Senator Grassley has called him on it, Senator Paul has called him on it, they were using the intelligence community as their own Watergate burglars. And they're going to get called on that. That's what they're really concerned about. That's why they keep this Russian narrative going.
They're trying to conflate the fact that, well, let's just say that Russia did hack into the DNC and John Podesta and release those emails, okay? They're trying to conflate that and convince people that somehow they were influencing the voter turnout or the voter rolls and the vote counts. And so even shortly before the election, Obama was saying that these were just conspiracy theories. Our voting system is completely sound. There's no risk of any sort of tampering, any sort of hacking. That's just a conspiracy theory. Voter fraud, he said, is fake news. And so now they can't let go for 7 months conflating this, which is a legitimate concern that somebody could hack into the voting machines, which, you know, we've been raising. You guys have been talking about, Alex has been talking about for probably 15 years, and was called a conspiracy theorist just for pointing out the possible vulnerabilities in these systems. And if President Trump, then candidate Trump, was colluding with the Russians, or if one of his team members were colluding with the Russians, why would he be raising the concern about hacking into the voting machines and committing voter fraud if he himself and his team were committing voter fraud? You wouldn't want to bring that up. You wouldn't want people to be looking at that.
Well, you know Mark, who really was hacking into the voting machines and trying to hack into our electoral system? And that was Department of Homeland Security. And after that was revealed, right after the election, it was revealed that they did that in Georgia. And then we had a couple of congressmen try to get some information, and they said, well, we're not happy because you haven't replied to us, just as Comey did not reply to Senator Grassley when he asked about Comey and the FBI's connections to Christopher Steele, the guy who had created the dirty dossier. So Jason Chaffetz and Jody Heiss, a couple of Republican congressmen, contacted the Secretary of Homeland Security and said, we want to know why you were hacking into state boards of election. That is illegal to do that. And then they found that they did it in Indiana as well. We had the state boards of elections all meeting and saying, we don't want the federal government inserting itself into our electoral computers. And so now, conveniently, after that was starting to come to a head in Congress, This reality Winter was hired by a contractor, and then somehow she gets access to a top secret document, which would tell people that, yes, the Russians really are trying to get in here, so now we really do need to have Homeland Security. It's interesting how that works out.
And at the same time, Michael Moore releases his Trumpy Leaks website, all in one perfect circle for the left to entrap themselves. We'll have more of that on the other side, as well as Donald Trump's press conference responding to the James Comey hearing. Don't go anywhere. Alex Jones Show. We are live till 3 o'clock Central.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Get up, stand up. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer, David Knight. We are joined by Mark Dice. We're about to get back into the video of the top 10 moments from the Comey hearing. But, you know, it's funny. They want to keep talking about the Russian influence on our election. But if you actually get down to the bottom line of what was Russia's influence, they have to ultimately come down to the WikiLeaks. Because they can't prove that any votes were changed. They can't prove that the actual electronic systems were hacked by the Russians. So what they say is, based on a third-party system that the FBI and James Comey can't corroborate, that it was Russia that hacked the DNC and the DCCC, thus releasing those emails. So actually, what would have influenced the election would have been the contents of the WikiLeaks, but that's not the argument they want to have. They just want to say Russia, 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 ignore the content. So let's go ahead. Let's start back up with the best 10 moments from the Comey hearing. Mark, your microphone will be open, too, so feel free to chime in. Go ahead and roll that video.
I hope, this is the president speaking, I hope you can see your way clear to letting this go, to letting Flynn go. He is a good guy. I hope you can let this go. Now, those are his exact words. Is that correct?
Correct.
And you wrote them here and you put them in quotes?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you for that. He did not direct you to let it go.
Not in his words, no.
He did not order you.
Not in his words.
Again, those words are not an order.
No.
And the reason I keep saying his words is I took it as a direction.
Right.
I mean, this is the President of the United States with me alone saying, I hope this. I took it as this is what he wants me to do. Now, I didn't obey that, but that's the way I took it.
Pause that a second. You know, his testimony here is a living document. You know, like Mark, they always treat the Constitution and the law as if it doesn't really mean what it says. It's simply a living document that they can reinterpret. That's the whole issue that we have with Supreme Court nominees. And so he writes this detailed romance novel about his involvements with in the private involvement with Donald Trump. And then he doesn't stick to it. It's just a living document that he can then reinterpret about how he feels about it.
And President Trump didn't say you need to let this go. He didn't say you have to let this go. He didn't say let this go. He just expressed his hope. And the best part, if you're going to play the rest of the clip, then it gets really good because Comey has painted himself into a corner because as a lawyer, he knows that nobody can be convicted of a crime of just simply hoping for an outcome. You can't just be convicted or charged for hoping something bad happens or hoping somebody does something.
And again,
the best part, if you want to play the rest of the clip.
Yeah, let's go ahead and play the rest of that clip.
Well, and again, though, but to be clear, again, even if Trump would have shut down the investigation, that is within his power. So it wouldn't have been illegal even if he said, hey, Comey, drop this investigation, but that's not what he did. Go ahead and roll the clip.
That while it was a request that he hoped you did away with it, you perceived it as an order, given his position, the setting, and the like, and some of the circumstances.
Yes.
Do you believe that you were fired because you refused to take the president's direction? Is that the ultimate reason?
I don't know for sure. I know
even
I was fired.
He didn't give you that direction.
Take the president's words. I know I was fired because of something about the way I was conducting the Russia investigation was in some way putting pressure on him, in some way irritating him, and he decided to fire me because of that.
It had been appropriate for the attorney general,
or conjecture.
She had recused herself, which she did not do, for the deputy attorney general to appoint a special counsel. That's essentially what's happened now with Director Mueller. Would that have been an appropriate step in the Clinton email investigation, in your opinion?
Certainly a possible step, yes, sir.
And were you aware that Ms. Lynch had been requested numerous times to appoint a special counsel and had refused?
Yes, I think Congress had, members of Congress had.
Oh, where was your memo on that?
Yours truly did on multiple occasions. And that heightened your concerns about the appearance of a conflict of interest with the Department of Justice, which caused you to make what you have described as an incredibly painful decision to basically take the matter up yourself and led to that July press conference.
Yes, sir. I can say, after the President Clinton, former President Clinton, met on the plane with the Attorney General, I considered whether I should call for the appointment of a special counsel, and I decided that that would be an unfair thing to do because I knew there was no case there. We had investigated very, very thoroughly. I know this is a subject of passionate disagreement, but I knew there was no case there, and calling for the appointment of a special counsel.
This is unbelievable. Yeah. He admitted there was a case.
Well, he admitted that she'd committed felonies and that he didn't want to continue on with that prosecution. Your comments, Mark?
And if we're going to go off of the intent being one of the primary reasons for indicting someone, President Trump did not intend that hoping was a direct order. And if
exactly.
he wasn't spelling it out in his words, then I mean, what was he doing? Sending him, you know, signals via ESP or, you know, spelling it out in, you know, in barbecue sauce on his plate or in carrot sticks? I mean,
well, but it's so ridiculous. It's like if you're the president of the United States and you see this waste of time, waste of money, waste of resources, waste of energy, waste of everything, of course you want it stopped. But he's smart enough to know that Comey is a snake, so he was like, well, I hope you end this. He didn't. He said, okay, you're fired. That's what happened. Mark Dice, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back with Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt asleep. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
InfoWars is the brainchild of radio host Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Jones.
Or Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Name Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Then Alex Jones.
Nice guy.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones is a lunatic.
That man's a threat to this country.
There's a guy on the radio.
His name is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones of the Muslim world. You know, it's
that man's a saint. You watch your mouth.
Time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I heard that on Alex Jones.
InfoWars, it's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that you're a great man.
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars comes to mind.
InfoWars.
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 You watch InfoWars?
The InfoWars.
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 InfoWars.com.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
Hello,
this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
I like that guy.
That is the best.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mainstream media is demonizing InfoWars because they know InfoWars is a symbol of human resistance, a symbol of a little man standing up against the power elite. And if they can destroy InfoWars, or at least create the illusion that we're being destroyed, they can try to intimidate you into submission. So let me give everybody a newsflash, including our supporters, those that are neutral, and our enemies. InfoWars.com and our entire crew here on syndicated talk radio, TV, and the internet has never been more successful. We've never been reaching more people, and we've never been attacked more. So it is the best of times, the worst of times, a paradoxical tale of two cities. But before we go back to the Friday crew that's sitting in for me today while I take care of family issues, I want to just reach out to the viewers and listeners and let them understand something. Revolution is economic. Revolution is about being able to live your own life and being self-sufficient. Everything the globalists have been up to is about getting you off the land, getting you into compact cities, getting you into big box stores, and getting you to give up your control over your environment. Look at Bezos owning the Washington Post and getting $600 million from the CIA, admittedly put out lies against America, against the Second Amendment, against Trump. When you go to Amazon and you buy products from there, you're funding the destruction of you and your family. Now, we still sell products there, but we're moving away from doing that because Bezos is sworn to destroy this country. When you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you're on a website with a secure server, with a major platform, and you are buying great products, in many cases, lower prices and better quality than Amazon, from people that believe what you believe in freedom. In security, in sovereignty, and in treating people like you want to be treated. So it was George Orwell that famously said, in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. Ladies and gentlemen, I have been wanting for a decade to go out and sell organic personal care products, shampoo, mouthwash, sunscreen, bug repellent, you name it. And we have spent many years trying to find the right company. And most of the big, organic, highly rated companies are globalist or liberal. But we finally found one that was the number three company in the nation for organic products. And the owner is a listener. He has allowed us to come out with Emmerich's Essentials, private labeled, his line of products, only the name's different, that has the exact same label for 20% off what it's sold in stores, and 25% additionally, that's 45% off when you sign up for AutoShip at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Emmerich's Essentials. And ladies and gentlemen, super high quality essential oils and other amazing compounds, 10-to-1 concentrate, where you get a bottle of mouthwash for the same price as a big bottle of mouthwash that's watered down and isn't organic. 10-to-1 concentrate, where you put just a tiny little bit in a glass of water, 4 ounces of water, and then slosh it around your mouth, and it's so strong, I can't even hardly handle it. So it's more like 20-to-1. That's just one of the products at Emmerich's Essentials. And again, this is the win-win, where you fund the info war, you fund the revolution, you get products you need. It's a symbiotic relationship. It's a non-zero-sum game. Natural herbal body wash, unscented, made with organic oils. Amazing. Emmerich's Essentials, InfoWarsLife.com, available right now. Again, we have the SPF 30 face and body lotion, sunscreen, broad spectrum, SPF 30, unscented. This is the non-nano zinc oxide that's actually healthy and good and doesn't get into your bloodstream and hurt you. This is incredibly inexpensive compared to leading competitors, and is much better. You save your skin, you save your complexion, while still getting the nutritive sun, while supporting the InfoWar and promoting freedom. You save your teeth with the mouthwash, while also saving the Republic and fighting the globalists. You have high-quality natural herbal body wash to be healthy and smell good while battling the globalists. It's a lifestyle that helps you and your family while at the same time spending money and supporting an organization that takes the globalist on fearlessly. We have Embers Essentials Natural Herbal Shampoo with tea tree oil and so much more. We have BOA, amazing anti-bug spray that is healthy, organic, and has compounds that are non-toxic and good for your body. Again, keep the nasty parasites away, the mosquitoes, the gnats, the biting flies, and support the InfoWar while you are at it. And then finally, the best seller from Emirates Essentials. A lot of folks that have been to Whole Foods, other stores recognize this container. It's only the name's different, Emirates Essentials. This is one of the leading organic, high-quality deodorants in the country, available at Emirates Essentials at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. It took us years to be able to find a top-tier private labeler of high-quality products that would allow us to discount them and sell them direct to you via radio and TV and then support the InfoWar. You cannot lose. You absolutely stand for the globalists. You defeat them. You let them know that the American people are never giving in. Now, let's get back to the live show with Owen Schroyer and David Knight and your calls and so much more. But just first, let me just say this again. This is an economic war. They want to starve us. They want to cut us off. They want to cut you off. They want to control the economy. They want to kill free market because it allows choice and competitiveness to build the world. When you buy the products that are excellent at InfoWarsStore.com, and when you spread the word about the broadcast, you break the back of the globalists and change the world. We're already starting to win, but the enemy's striking back. So now it's more important than ever to realize these economic lessons and engage in economic warfare by the purchases you decide to make every day. I'm not a big consumer that just loves things, but I understand the power of using your choice to change the world. And that's what you do at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com with Emirates Essentials. Again, thank you all.
David Knight with Owen Schroyer here live in the studio. We have Mark Geis joining us, and we're going to get right back to him. I just saw this on Drudge Report. In Boston today, Jeb Bush was asked if he thought the firing of James Comey by President Trump was an obstruction of justice. He said, no, I don't. But who cares what I think? He's right twice in one day. How about that? I guess he said, please care. Please care. Please applaud. So that's Jeb Bush has now weighed in on this. Mark Dice with MarkDice.com. I mean, we're going to get back to these clips, but we've even got Jeb Bush defending Donald Trump. We had a great defense by Marco Rubio. I think the two people who were the best at the hearings were Marco Rubio and John Cornyn. They really laid it out in a narrative. They had thought about what they were going to talk about. They really walked Comey down this path to show how absurd what he was trying to put out there was.
You know, Senator Reach was pretty good. He was the one who got Comey to paint himself into the corner and admit that hoping for an outcome is not a crime. And especially when there was no intent that that statement was a directive. Let's not forget that Comey also said that he just wasn't strong enough to stand up to this supposed direction. Even Senator Dianne Feinstein was bewildered by this and asked him yesterday, you know, if this was so shocking, if you thought that this was a, you know, obstruction of justice, a violation of ethics, you know, why didn't you say something? And his answer was, maybe if he was stronger. And well, that's another reason why you're fired. Okay, we don't need some cowardly clown to be the head of the FBI.
Yeah, and we need somebody who's going to follow the law. If you got somebody who is obstructing justice as a president, you are obliged to do that. But again, he's committed perjury. He's testified twice, saying two completely different things. One of them saying, no, 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 he really did pressure me. He was implying that he wanted me to do this, just as King Henry II implied that he wanted Becket killed by saying that with the hoping. So he's saying that at the same time he's previously said, nobody ever pressured me to stop this investigation, ever. Well, for political purposes, that'd be a big deal. Yeah, it would be a big deal. And it would be a big deal because you'd be an accessory to a crime if you don't talk about it until you get fired and get your feelings hurt because it was done while you were standing in front of a bunch of FBI agents about to do a presentation. Then the monitor behind you comes on and tells everybody you're fired.
And let's not forget, during some of his previous testimony in another time, several months ago, he said that people will occasionally in the Justice Department say that, well, we don't think there's a crime here, or, you know, they'll give, quote, their opinions to us, but never a directive to actually close a case. And some of his language was so bizarre. Captain Courageous.
Oh, Lordy.
I mean, golly gee, Mr. Comey, this, I just don't see a case here. The guy, he needs to go away, crawl back into the hole that he came out of. His bags under his eyes so big I could put my groceries in them. The guy is obviously just so stressed out. You can imagine the kind of inner turmoil that he's facing from having basically sold his soul to the establishment, to the deep state.
Well, it's worked very well for him. He's had a very long career working for the deep state, working for the Clintons, covering up for the crimes of the politically connected. He's been handsomely rewarded with this. I think he thought that he could vent his frustrations and that he would be exonerated. I hope that there's somebody in this Justice Department that is going to hold him to task. I believe, as I said before, the real story here, the dog that has not barked except around the periphery, is what Senator Grassley and Senator Rand Paul are saying. The big story here is how Barack Obama used the intelligence community, used law enforcement as his Watergate burglars. That's the big story here. And I think that we really need to look at this carefully. One of the things that he said, I thought was interesting, was he said, when I met with President Trump, you know, we had this dirty dossier. He said, I didn't want him to think I was going to do some kind of a J. Edgar Hoover thing on him. He knows precisely what J. Edgar Hoover was doing, blackmailing everybody on both sides of the aisle. That's precisely what his business model was to stay in office. And he was connected to Christopher Steele. And that's what Senator Grassley's on. It's like, why did you hire this guy? Why did you contact him, send him money, so forth? We want to see the documents. And he would not respond to that either. Yet another reason to have him fired, and another reason to have him investigated and tried by a Justice Department if we're not going to have people who are above the law.
You know, fake news is kind of the big buzzword, and that's what they are, but we really need to introduce again, or just to emphasize, that they are all also the Mockingbird media. We need to keep bringing up Operation Mockingbird, the program which was exposed during intelligence committee hearings back in the 1970s. Of which part of their report I have sitting here in front of me, the Church hearings, where this was a Senate committee investigating intelligence, CIA intelligence activities into the United States. And of course, their charter says that they're only supposed to do things for foreign governments. But this is from the actual Church hearing report talking about the manipulation of the media by the Central Intelligence Agency. Quote, the CIA maintained covert relationships with about 50 American journalists or employees of U.S. media organizations. They are part of a network of several hundred individuals around the world who provide intelligence for the CIA and at times to influence opinion through the use of covert propaganda. These individuals provide the CIA with direct access to a large number of newspapers, periodicals, scores of press services, news agencies, radio, television stations, commercial book publishers, and other foreign media outlets. And of course, after they were busted manipulating the media, they same old story. Well, sorry, we just won't do it again. Even though shortly after this hearing, somebody asked the former president of CBS, Sid Mickelson, if he thinks that such a thing still happens. And of course, he said that, of course it does. They just have to be a lot more secretive about it.
Well, yeah, look no further than the Amazon Post, where you have Jeff Bezos, who gets hundreds of millions of dollars of government contracts owning a newspaper. I mean, it's right there.
Yeah, he's running the data services for the CIA. Guys, pull up that clip of Michael Hayden when he said, I don't listen to bad people, I listen to interesting people. And the other one where he talks about his basis, his authority here. Because, you know, Mark Dice, you brought up the Church Committee hearings. One of the reasons that came up was because they knew that they were listening to American citizens, that they were violating their charter. They said, I want to see the charter of the NSA. And they said, no, I'm not going to show it to you. We were created by executive order by President Truman. We're not even going to show you our charter. So they were concerned about that. And now we have the FISA court blowing the whistle on these illegal actions by the FBI, by the NSA. And do you guys have that clip ready of Hayden? Okay, let's play that Hayden clip.
This is not about guilt. In fact, let me be really clear, okay? NSA doesn't just listen to bad people. NSA listens to interesting people.
Interesting people. Now listen to this.
215?
215?
215 is such a safe haven.
Mm.
215 is legislated by Congress. I was doing metadata collection under the president's raw Article 2 authorities from October 7, 2001 forward. The 215 program doesn't begin with the Patriot Act. It begins with the private order I got from President Bush. And we decided it was lawful and consistent with the president's authorities as commander-in-chief.
We decided. I didn't need even the Patriot Act. I had a direct order from the president. And so the key in what Senator Grassley is saying is, was Obama, the Obama administration, were they using these people, the NSA people like Michael Hayden, who is interested in interesting people, not in bad people, who does whatever the president tells him, regardless of what the law is? Were these people following the orders of Obama? Were they acting as his political Watergate plumbers? That's, I think, really the issue that hasn't really come to the forefront, Mark.
Well, the media is using their agenda-setting power and framing the conversation in order to continuously attempt to paint Trump as some sort of treasonous traitor, to create an environment to encourage more people who will, what they hope, leak more damaging information. Mm-hmm. And again, there couldn't be a further contrast between Edward Snowden and Daniel Ellsberg, some of these previous historic patriotic whistleblowers, versus this reality winner who, again, is not a whistleblower. She is a leaker. She has essentially pledged allegiance to the Taliban, wanting to burn the White House down. She really is, in part, of course, I'm not absolving her of any personal responsibility, but she is in part a willing victim of the mainstream media and of our celebrity propaganda culture, really parroting the talking point, the wish of Madonna, who, of course, verbally expressed that she, too, had thought about blowing up the White House. So you see reality.
She was not interested in exposing bad people and bad actions. She wanted to expose an interesting political enemy. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Mark Dice, Owen Schroyer, and we're going to have the Trump press conference. We'll join as soon as it begins.
Become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Owen Schroyer. We also have Mark Dice on the line. MarkDice.com is where you can find him. Before we get back to the news here, we're going to leave Mark live here as we go to the Trump press conference. I just want to remind you of our new line of essential organic household products, as Owen was talking about. Things like DEET that you find in insect repellent, that is a very toxic substance. So we have a herbal DEET-free bug spray. We have things like a tea tree shampoo. We have a long-lasting natural deodorant that doesn't have aluminum. Aluminum, if you take that internally, if you absorb it through your skin, that has been shown to be a factor in increased risk of mental impairment. You don't want to wind up like Nancy Pelosi or John McCain, as we saw yesterday. So don't use aluminum in your deodorant. That's the key thing about these natural ingredients. We've identified toxic elements that are in usual household products, and we've come up with better household products that are based on natural organic ingredients. Also, BioTrue Selenium is now available 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com while supplies last. Let's leave Mark's mic open, and let's go to Trump's press conference, which is just beginning.
They have to end that funding. And it's extremist ideology in terms of funding. I want to call on all of the nations to stop immediately supporting terrorism. Stop teaching people to kill other people. Stop filling their minds with hate and intolerance. I won't name other countries, but we are not done solving the problem, but we will solve that problem. Have no choice. This is my great priority because it is my first duty as president to keep our people safe. Defeating ISIS and other terror organizations is something I have emphasized all during my campaign and right up until the present. To do that, stop funding, stop teaching hate, and stop the killing.
Sounds like
Qatar, we want
so is he going
you back
to,
among
give this directive to the CIA about
the unity of responsible nations.
Is he
we
stand
ask
up for,
Qatar,
President of Syria, Assad, who is attempting to do that
in the region,
who actually
to do
walked
more
amongst his people today without a bodyguard.
And do it
if you can
faster.
That.
I want to thank Saudi Arabia,
the evil dictator,
and my friend King Salman, and all of the countries who participated in that very historic summit. It was true.
Put a lot of onus on Saudi Arabia right now.
Yeah, a lot of emphasis on that.
There has never
right, he's
been
not talking right now. He's not
like
reacting
before.
To the Comey press conference. Mark, was there something else? Because we're about to run out of time. He's just prefacing these remarks with a visiting dignitary. Something you wanted to say to give some closing remarks about the Comey hearings yesterday.
I noticed that the media was actually triggered and upset because he didn't live tweet the event. Those were real stories. The CNN and some of the other major media outlets were upset that he
That's
hasn't
great tweeted. News. That's great well, news. He just sat back and won.
When he tweets, it's news. When he doesn't tweet, it's news. So thanks for having me, guys. It's great to be in good company of the news organization that Hillary Clinton has blamed as being largely responsible for her loss. So I know I'm in good company every time I'm with you guys. So.
Well, I was very happy to see that he let his lawyer come out and respond to this, and his lawyer hit it like a laser beam. He said, what we have seen here are illegal leaks of classified information, privileged communication. Mr. Comey has now admitted that he's one of those leakers. Today, Comey admitted he unilaterally, surreptitiously made unauthorized disclosures to the press of privileged communications with the president.
You know
That's
what else?
Why you let your lawyer respond to
hey,
this.
Hey, you know what else he admitted? He admitted he's a coward. So my guess is you put him in front of a private prosecutor, he's going to sing like a bird, and the Clintons will go down. James Comey is a coward.
Thank you for joining us, Mark. MarkDice.com. We'll be right back.
Got it. Sick of winning yet, guys?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
After being sold.